Open your Bibles to Philippians chapter 3. You know, I'm preaching an unusual message tonight, probably something you've never heard anybody preach on before. It's sort of funny in a way, but I'm not trying to be funny, but I'll say some things that might be a little bit humorous. But I'm trying to make a point about what the Bible says about certain things. I preached this morning on, does anybody remember what the message was about this morning? Nobody. Going to hell from a church pew. Lost church members. Tonight what I'm going to preach about is keeping the dogs out of the church. Amen. Listen, my job as pastor here is, you know why people accuse a preacher of being a dictator? Because he won't let them be one. A real preacher, right? My job ain't to be to lord over anybody, but my job is to keep this place clean and right and keep the devil out and keep the snakes out and keep the dogs out, keep the wolves out. And that's our job. That's my job as a preacher. And your job is to help me. Amen? Look at Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3, verse 1. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord to write the same things to you. To me, indeed, is not grievous, but for you, it is safe. Speaking of safety, now look what the next word he says. Beware of dogs. Beware of evil workers. Beware of the concision. All those things he grouped together. So dogs is a bad thing. Now, I know we have domestic dogs nowadays. Everybody's got a dog. Everybody's got a pet. And, you know, they got their own little pet dogs. We got a couple dogs. And but my dogs is not my life. They're not my family. Amen? Amen. Amen. I always thought people was crazy to say, well, my dog died. It's just like one of my kids dying. You're insane for even saying something like that. Amen. Amen. But he said, for we are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. So what he's talking about here is keeping the troublemakers out of the church. Amen. Amen. Here's the title of the message tonight. Who let the dogs out? I was glad Travis played a little bit of that song, but I was afraid it'd get so out of hand that I'd never be able to get straightened out again. Who let the dogs out? Man, stop it. Man is compared to many different animals in the Bible. God uses these things as comparisons. I'm not saying you're a dog. I'm not saying you're anything. But if the shoe fits, wear it. But God said that men sometimes are compared to sheep, goats, eagles, doves, snakes, dogs. And so God uses all that to compare people to animals. One time this woman came to the Baptist preacher and she said, she's new in town, said, preacher, I want to get my dog, I want to have my dog buried in your cemetery. And he said, ma'am? He said, what are you talking about? She said, my dog Fifi died and I want you to preach his funeral and bury him. He said, ma'am, we don't do dog funerals. We're a Baptist church. She said, well, who am I get to do it? He said, the Catholic church right up the road. They'll do about anything. They'll baptize babies and all that stuff. So she said, okay, I'll go to the Catholic church. She said, my husband said that when he died, that whoever buried Fifi and gave his funeral, he's going to give him $20,000. He said, wait a minute. You didn't tell me Fifi was a Baptist. Amen. Amen. Listen to this. You'll like this. Listen. You men will like this, and I got one for you ladies too. Top 10 reasons why a dog is better than a woman. A dog's parents will never come to visit you. A dog loves you when you leave your clothes on the floor. Amen? A dog limits his time in the bathroom to a quick drink. A dog never expects you to call. Amen? A dog will not get mad at you if you forget his birthday. A dog does not care about the previous dogs in your life. Amen? A dog does not get mad if you pet another dog. Uh-oh, be careful. A dog does not get mad. Well, never mind. A dog never expects flowers on Valentine's Day. The later you are, the happier a dog is to see you. And the number one reason is a dog does not shop. Preach it, brother. Come on with it. Amen. How dogs are better than a man, ladies. You'll like this one. Dogs do not have problems expressing affection in public. Say amen, ladies. Dogs miss you when you're gone. Man can be gone for a week and come back off a hunt and won't even grunt when he walks by. Amen? Dogs feel guilty when they've done something wrong. Dogs admit when they're jealous. Dogs are very direct about wanting to go out. Dogs do not play games with you except fetch, and they never laugh at how you throw. Amen? You can train a dog. Come on now, ain't that right? Men can't be trained, can they? You men won't say amen, the women will, and the men's scared to. Man can be married for 40 years and still miss the dirty clothes hamper. it's awful. Leave a trail through the house, and your wife knows where you are, she just follows the trail of socks and underwear. Amen? Dogs are easy to buy for. The worst social disease you can get from dogs is fleas. Dogs understand what no means. And the number one reason that dogs are better than men is dogs mean it when they kiss you. Amen? I remember one time Candace asked me, she said, Daddy, when she was real little, she said, Daddy, why does dogs sniff each other so much? And she said, it's real little, you know. And I said, well, I didn't know how to answer. I said, well, I said, that's just their way of, that's their way of communicating. This, she said, can't they bark? I said, and wagged her tail. I said, well, that's kind of like, best way I could describe it. I thought it sounded real smart. I said, that's their way of shaking hands. That's like us shaking hands. She said, well, they must fellowship a lot. Amen. But what I want to do tonight is give you some different types of dogs and compare them to the type of people that will cause trouble in a church and the kind of people to watch out for and those kind of people that the Bible said to beware of. Number one, let's look at the Rottweiler. The Rottweiler. The characteristics of a Rottweiler is this. They look ugly and they're big and they're not very smart and they're lazy. Amen. You get a person like that in your church, they take up a lot of space. In other words, they want to be in everything. They want to do. They don't want to do everything. They want to be all up in everything and involved. And they ain't all that bright. They're not spiritual minded. They know where to lay down. And some Christians are like that. They're just not good for much. They can warm a pew and they look the part, but they never really get involved in doing anything. I've never seen a Rottweiler do much other than walk around scaring people. Amen, brother, preach it. I'll tell you, brother, I'm going to give you the truth tonight. And a lot of people, a lot of Christian people, and a lot of church people, and a lot of Baptist church members are like a big old ugly Rottweiler dog. They can advise everybody else what to do and then say, look what we did. Ain't that something? You can go in the building program and you can build and work and you can sweep and mop and rake leaves and everything else. But a Rottweiler come along and say, hey, how you like what we did? We built this new addition on over here and we've been doing this. We put these new lights on and you're standing around thinking, we? What do you mean we? Are you from France? Amen. You wasn't nowhere around here. Amen. Rottweiler. I'm just going to spend a little bit on each one. Number two, you got some church members like Chihuahuas. I hate a Chihuahua. They're more mouth than anything. Amen. They're not good for us. If you own one, I hate it for you. I just don't like them. Amen? They're not big enough to be a dog. It looks like where a dog almost was. They're all noise. They're all talk. They're all bark. That's the way a lot of Christian people are. They're all talk. They're all big talk. And you get something done. But when it comes down to working, they ain't going to do nothing. Unfriendly, ill-tempered, and they don't like kids. I don't like Chihuahuas because they don't like youngins. Anything or anybody don't like, and I'm not talking about an unusual affection toward kids, a pervert. I'm talking about people that don't want kids coming in on the bus because they're going to get the carpet dirty or make a mess in the kitchen or make a mess in the bathroom. Listen, that's our job to go out there and get them kids. There's welcome here as you are. And Chihuahuas just don't like kids. They're just ill-tempered. I mean, my brother had a paper route when we was kids, and he'd ride the old timey paper route where they ride a bicycle and throw them up in the yard, and I'd ride on the bar sometimes to help him throw them out, and he'd give me a nickel, and there's a woman had a Chihuahua, and that thing would get up the window and bark just about go crazy. My brother would pick at that dog, it was awful. And finally one day it had a heart attack and died, so help me. Had a heart attack and died. So just keep praying. They stay on the furniture. They have the owner trained to be scared of them. And they wait till you turn your back to nip you in the heels. A real man or a real woman won't hide and sneak around behind your back. A real dog will walk you right straight up the face and won't bark. They'll walk right up to you and bite you. I'd rather somebody do that to me and tell me they don't like me or tell me they think I'm stupid than to sneak around behind my back and wait till I ain't looking and I got my defenses down and come up and bite me. Amen. Anybody who don't want to bring kids to church just bark and make noise, Jesus was real offended at the disciples when they said, you leave the master alone, don't you kids bother him. He rebuked them sharply. The Rottweiler and then the Chihuahua. Thirdly, I want to say, you ever heard of lion hounds? Brother Jeff's heard of them from up in the mountains. That's them coon dogs and hunting dogs. They go to tree of coon. And you run, that's it, who lies. Yeah, you run up there with your shotgun, take your spotlight out and stay there a half hour and there ain't no coon up there. Yeah. Amen? Let me tell you about some of those. Now you may get offended, maybe y'all won't, but somebody will. But let me tell you what some people have said. I didn't say this, I'm not picking on nobody. I read this, this is documented proof. Benny Hinn said this, quote, never, ever, ever go to the Lord and say, if it be thy will. Don't ever let such faith-destroying words to be spoken from your mouth. Unquote. That's the kind of dog barks up a tree and ain't nothing there. That's a lie. Amen? Listen, Joseph Smith said, I am a little Messiah walking on earth. He believed that man could fly to the moon and he thought he had holy underwear. That's a lying hound for you. Morris Cirillo said, you're not looking at Morris Cirillo, you're looking at God, you're looking at Jesus Christ, unquote. If I'm looking at Jesus Christ, boy, we're going to be disappointed when we get to heaven, because that's one ugly dude, amen? Kenneth Copeland said this, quote, Jesus did not claim to be God when he was here on earth. I don't know where he's coming from. Satan conquered Jesus on the cross, unquote. He said the biggest failure in the Bible is God, unquote. Do your research on the internet and you'll find out these people said this. Well, you say, preacher, what some of what they say is true. I've listened to them. And some of what they say is true. Well, if you use that same logic, what if your husband was faithful just once in a while? What if your husband slipped out once a month with another woman? What if your babysitter had molested a couple of times? Amen, brother. Well, praise the Lord, them lying hounds. You got a lot of them around churches too. Number four, here's another dog. It ain't much use for anything. I know people probably give me hate mail and they say, I've got a Rottweiler and I've got a Chihuahua and all that stuff. And preacher, you're just being mean. Oh, get over it and grow up. Number four, the poodle. That's the liberal compromising, watered down, softy, no backbone, sissified dog that the other dogs laugh at. Amen? That's what I call a fag dog. Amen? I watch that dog show sometimes that come on TV, and they come prancing out the whole Dr. Kenneth. I said, that ain't even a dog. That is not a dog. You can't tell me. How'd they walk up there like this? That's the way that dog looks. Got all that poofy stuff. I mean, man, can you imagine? Put poofing that higher up, got that little thing on his tail. His tail skint, necking up dog, got a little ball. Looks like a dandelion or something like that. Then they call that a dog? Amen? These are the ones that care more about the outward appearance of the church and money than anything else. They don't care that people's going to hell and that poor little old kids need a ride to church. All they want to do is go around looking good for everybody to see. Look at me, I'm a poodle dog at the Baptist church. You never see a TV show saying, Timmy fell in the well, Fifi, go get help. Poodles ain't good for nothing. That's right. Them poodle dogs, the one that wants to look good, look all poofy and pretty and cutesy and wootsy and all that stuff. Listen, they ain't no work to them. You ever seen poodles pulling a sled in the Alaskan sled race? It ain't them poodle dogs, brother. It's a real dog. It ain't chihuahuas and poodles, amen? Well, glory to God. Some of y'all might have poodles. Number five, watch this. This is the mongrel of what we used to have growing up in the mixed breed. The mutts. You got some of them around, too. You know what those are? Those are the strays. They go from place to place with never getting a decent meal and they eat out of trash cans. They won't settle down and join a church and pay their tithes and support their church and do right and have their family in church three times a week. They just want to run stray and run loose and just drop in every once in a while and get a meal here and there. But the only problem with that is it ain't what the Bible teaches and you end up eating out of trash cans along the way. Amen, brother. You'll be eating all kind of stuff. You'll be eating out of NIV kibbles and bits, or the New King James gravy train, or the NASB puppy chow. That's right. Amen. Them kind of dogs usually end up wormy, got worms and got manes, untrained, no manners, and they'll do whatever they want to and do it with whoever they want to and go whenever they get ready, and they usually end up getting run over out in the street. Them mongrel mutts, they don't belong to nobody. They don't have a home and they don't have an owner. They don't have a place of their own. They're the ones you usually see laying on the side of the road and all them buzzards are eating them other Baptists or having a meal on them. You better get in the church and be a purebred, bless God. I was thinking if you mix some dogs together, what you'd get. If you mixed a pointer and a setter, you'd get a poinsettia. That's a traditional Christmas dog. A blue terrier and a sky terrier would be a blue sky. That'd be a dog for outdoor lovers. A Labrador retriever and a curly coat retriever. That'd be a lab coat retriever. That'd be a choice for a research scientist. A Newfoundland and a basset hound would be a Newfound asset hound. A dog for financial advisors. A dog like mixed breeds, you know. Terrier and a bulldog would be a terrible. Terrible. A dog, that's a dog prone to make mistakes. A collie and a malamute, that'd be a commute. That'd be a dog that travels back and forth to work. A deer hound, a terrier, that'd be a derriere, a dog that's true to the end. A bulldog in a shit zoo would be a, well, never mind on that one. Oh,
anyway. That's them mixed breeds and them mongrels. They're liable to end up anywhere. And listen, brother, when those people and those kind of dogs, when they come drifting through, it's just like I preached this morning. Listen, we welcome you here and we love you and we want you to come. But you need to settle down and get some roots before you can start, you know, holding an office and teaching a class or driving the bus. Amen. Number six. I know you done lost y'all, haven't you? Number six, you got the pit bull. They got a bad reputation. They'll fight you and hurt you. You know, people own pit bulls, you know what they say? Oh, they just got a bad rap. They're really not. Really? If they're such good dogs, how come that's the ones that's always mauling people and eating young'uns? Amen? We got a border collie at our house, and I ain't never heard of a bully collie killing a young'un and eating it. Never. Amen. Don't try to snow me. I'm not stupid. I know you might can make a good pet out of them, but I ain't never seen one that had much sense. They're mean and they're tough, and you about can't kill them. I mean, that's why Michael Vick was fighting them like they was. I mean, I guess it's fun. I ain't never seen it, and I wouldn't do it. But that's why they got a bad reputation, and they'll attack the wrong person. They'll attack the person that's feeding them. I've pastored some pit bulls before. You can ask my wife. I've had some in their church, and I mean, love them people and go to the hospital, sit up all night with them, pray with them, lead their people to the Lord, bury their dead, marry the dumb, bless God, and they'll still turn on you like a ravenous wolf. Amen. Amen. Sometimes you can't. They're hard to train. They're hard-headed. You know, a pit bull, you can beat him over the head just about. Don't faze him. You just sometimes have to kill him. Now, what are you saying there, preacher? Some, you know, if a pit bull mangles somebody and takes a young'un out and kills it, you know what they do? They take him out and destroy him and kill him. Truth be known, it should have been killed before that. What are you saying, preacher? There's some people in the church, if they're going to cause enough trouble, and they ain't going to get right, and they ain't going to repent, and they're not going to get right with the Lord and right with the church, best thing to do, and I'm not saying kill them physically, but spiritually cut them off and put them out of the church. That's what Paul said to do. Now, I know we live in a society of church people where everybody's all salty and lovey-dovey and kissy-kissy, and they think we ain't supposed to do that. But, brother, you start letting these kind of dogs in the church and see what kind of church we'll have in 6 months. You let just any kind of singing, any kind of preaching, any kind of anything go on in this church, and you wait and see what's in here in a year. Why do you preach hard, preacher? If you don't preach against it, your church will fill up with it. Number seven, a bulldog. They won't do anything but gripe and bark. Sit and take up space with an ugly, mastiff face. You've seen people like that at church. If I was going to do that, I'd at least smile. Just sit around. People that see a bulldog and say, oh, ain't he beautiful, ain't he precious? I'm like, no, he's ugly. God help. Are you blind? Got that mastiff face? You know, that's the kind of people that says, Granny donated the land for this church, and this is our church, and it's always going to... I've had people tell me that. This is going to be our family's church, and we're not giving it up. We don't want these new people coming. All these people, where are they coming from? We don't want them in our church. That's them bulldog people. Amen? Hard-headed. I want to know what's going on around here. How about y'all feel if I was like a bulldog preacher? I mean, I've got the tenacity of one, but I don't always sound like it all the time. I can't get you to say amen, at least I can get you to laugh. Amen. And number eight, I'm going to close in just a minute, but listen to this. Here's some other dogs, some good dogs. Not all dogs are bad. All dogs are bad. Not all dogs are bad. We need some good old hounds. Those are the ones that go out and find the lost. Them good hounds can smell right through the water. Them bloodhounds, man, they say you can take a bloodhound and he can trail somebody, and that trail can be cold, can be a week old, and they still find. I know a guy in Tennessee used to be on the sheriff's department, and he had a dog, and they took that dog, and they could find people. It's unreal what that dog could track through places. And they said they had a dog that could go out on a boat somebody had been drowned. They drugged the lake and couldn't find them, and they got that dog on a boat, and that dog sniffing the water and found that body. I don't know how. They said this is a scientific explanation. And they explained how he did it. That dog took him right straight to that spot. Amen. That's what we need in our church. We need some good old hounds that'll go out and find them lost people. Amen. Hey man, it's not good enough just put a sign up and say, hey, we're a church. We need somebody to go out and track them down, brother, and find out whether Jesus said, I'll make you fishers of men. He said before he went away, he said, go out into the world, in the highways and hedges, and compel them to come in. Track them down, brother. Sniff them out. Amen. Amen. We need some Labrador retrievers. That's the ones that go out and bring them in. Buddy, a good old Labrador, go get them and bring them, won't they? We was out shooting our guns a couple of weeks ago. Me and another preacher out in my backyard, we was shooting. We shot several hundred rounds through our pistols and just monkeying around. You know, we just get out there and shoot a little bit, about once every week or a couple of weeks. And my neighbor, a guy across the way over yonder, his land joins my land. He's building a house, and he brought his dog with him. Well, his dog got out of the truck and came over, and he's just running around sniffing. You know, he's a big old Labrador, good old dog. And our dogs was kind of ignoring him, you know. They're girl dogs, so they was just giving him the cold shoulder. He's running around and sniffing. And, brother, when we shot that gun, let me tell you, that bullet, I've got a little pond behind the target we're shooting at, and them bullets had hit that water, and that dog went nuts. Wow! He went out there and dove out in the middle of that. He didn't look as if it was a duck or nothing. He went out there and he swam around and come back and looked at us like, can you not shoot? And that whiz laughing our heads off. The preacher said, try that again, brother. And I went out, I said, I stayed. He stayed and listened. I went, bam, just meow! Time that bullet in, rah! And he'd go out there and he'd swim around and look around like, what is wrong with these people? And we shot about 9 or 10 times. Like, we couldn't keep him out of the water so we could shoot. We were afraid to go and kill him. He kept coming back. He kept looking at us like, y'all are pathetic. I mean, you've shot 10 times. Ain't a duck out there yet. But I want to say, listen, you know what that is? That's training, brother. He knows when that gun goes off, I'm going to go out there and bring them in. That's what we need to do. We need Christian people like that. Go out there and find them. And listen, you say, well, preacher, they're an old run-down trailer park. So what? Amen. The only reason you hate God, you're just blessed. Amen. You're just fortunate. You ain't no better. You could just have easily grown up in a trailer park or a run-down apartment complex. That's what we need. And we need these buses to keep going. And then go out there and knock on them doors and find them little girls and little boys and bring them back in. Amen. Amen. Another dog. We could use them German Shepherds. That's them good guide dogs. Just about every guide dog's a German Shepherd. There's something about them dogs. They're one of my favorite dogs. They help people that can't see or hear. If you're deaf or if you're blind, you get a big old German Shepherd. Now, sometimes they use a lab or a retriever, but most times it's a German Shepherd. There's something about a German Shepherd. They're built like a soldier. This is my job, to take you to and fro, to get you across the street, get you to the store. And they've also got that instinct of protection. I'm not going to let anybody mess with this. Anybody comes in the house, we're going to eat them. Amen? We need some good old German Shepherds. They make good guide dogs, and they make good guard dogs. We used to have one, and we had several, and we bred and sold puppies and stuff, and we had a bunch of them, you know. Every once in a while, we'd have a litter. About once or twice a year, we'd have some puppies. And brother, I tell you, we had one old dog, son. He was a blessing. I mean, tell you, he was a good old dog, and he was solid black. And he had one ear that was kind of broke and it kind of tipped in a little bit. But son, you didn't make fun of that ear, I'll tell you right now. He'd take you down. And he liked people. He loved people. But if somebody started messing with one of us, it was on. We was out there in the yard one day and a bunch of church kids was playing and one of them grabbed Candace. She was about like Brenda there. And she was swinging around playing with that dog. Come running up and he grabbed her right by the wrist right there and brought her down. He didn't break the skin. He just held on to her until Candace got away from her and he turned her loose and walked over and wagged his tail like, you all right? That's what we need. That's the kind of people we need in our churches, Brother Sam. Them good guard dogs. You know what them dogs do? They keep the wolves out. Them's the one that come to the preacher and say, hey, we got a wolf. Brother Whistle, got a wolf. Amen. I'm sowing my wild oats tonight. Amen. German Shepherd. I tell you, another good dog we need is a Border Collie. Now, we own some Border Collies and we've raised them. I'm going to tell you, there's something different about them dogs. They say they're the smartest dog in the world. I ain't said it because I got one. But I'm telling you, they are uncanny how smart they are. And them dogs, honestly, they're bred to work. And they would rather work and make you happy than anything in this world. Honestly, ask any of my family. That dog can be right there eating her food. And I can go out there and start toward the pasture. She'll stop eating and run out there. Like, what are we going to do? Go out yonder and go get the horses. Or if the neighbor's cows get out or anything. The neighbor's bought some goats and put in the pasture next to us. And she's just mesmerized. She'll go out there and lay down and watch them. And one of them, she's had puppies before nursing. And she'd take off out the door and two or three puppies hanging off of her. Don't care. Bred to work. And you know what? She'll get out there when she's young, when she's little. She'd mess with the horses. She'd sneak around behind them. She'd still aggravate them a little bit. But she'd sneak around behind them. One of them would kick her. And somebody said, she gets kicked one good time. That'll break her. But it won't. How many times she been kicked? I don't know how many times. It don't break her either. It's in her blood, brother. You can't get that out of her. I mean, she's bred and she's born. It's in her system. And that dog never gets tired. Ever. Never. You could get on your horse or get on the four-wheeler and go 50 miles and you'd look around and she'd be right there. Her tongue might be hanging out, but she'd still be coming. That's right. That's what kind of people we need in our churches. Good old border collies. That's bread to work, man. That's what I'm here for, preacher. What do you want me to do? I'll do it. I'll help any way I can. I'll mention one more dog that's a good dog. That's those Australian Blue Heelers. They call them, dogs are loyal. We got one of them too, and she's really kind of a mongrel. She's mixed, but she looks just like a Blue Heeler, but she's red. But that dog, they call them shadow dogs. And that's because they're like your shadow. No matter where you go, you look around, you stop, and they'll bump into you. They're right here. I mean, you ask Travis, we can be up on the car working on something, and Travis will throw a blanket under it and crawl on the car to do something. She'll crawl there with him and lay down like, what are we doing? I'm telling the truth. That's the kind of people we need in our churches. Somebody's loyal. Somebody's faithful. Somebody will stick with you. I preached out in Texas about 2 years ago. A friend of mine's got a church out there, and there's some cowboys out there. I mean real cowboys, not these dime store cowboys, but real ones. And them guys out there, there's about three of them come to church. They bring the cowboy hat and set it on the hat rack and come in their cowboy shirt and cowboy blue jeans and boots and all that. And one of them had three of these Blue Heeler dogs that came to church with him. And you could see them through the glass door of the church set laying right out there outside the door. And when you came outside, all them people come busting out, about 200 people, all them kids trying to put them dogs ignored them. And when that man that owned them come walking out, son, the dog's ears went like this. It was like, there's the man. He's the one I've been waiting on. That's what we need. Amen? That's the kind of dogs we need. Amen? I want to say tonight, I know I said a lot of kind of different kind of stuff tonight. But really, as Christian people, we ought to guard our church, guard our family. Listen, this not only applies just to church, but it also applies to your family. Amen. If somebody's wanting to date your daughter, or date your son, or date your grandchild, and they got the characteristics of a bad dog, the best thing to do is take a BB gun out and shoot them, run them off. Amen. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Ronnie, come get us a song. They said, how many dogs does it take to screw in a light bulb? Here's what the dog said. Golden Retriever said, the sun's shining, the day's young. We got our whole lives ahead of us. Why do we need a light bulb? Border Collie said, just one. I'll replace any wire, and it's not up to code while I'm at it. The Dachshund said, I can't even reach the stupid thing. The Toy Poodle said, I'll just blow in the Border Collie's ear, and he'll do it. By the time he finishes rewiring the house, my nails will be dry. Rottweiler said, go ahead and make me. Amen? The Lab said, oh, me, please let me change the light bulb. Can I? Malamute said, let the Border Collie do it. He can feed me while he's busy. Amen? The Doberman said, well, it's dark. I'm going to sleep on the couch. Mastiff said, you know them big old dogs? The Mastiffs are not afraid of the dark. Chihuahua said, yo quiero, taco bulb. Irish Wolfhound said, can the Border Collie do it? I've got a hangover. The Pointer said, I see it. Right there it is. Greyhound said, if it ain't moving, who cares? And the old English sheepdog said, light bulb. That thing I just ate was a light bulb? That's the different types of personalities. Amen? Let's all stand with heads bowed.